Millionaire maverick and adventure pilot Steve Fawcett is back over the United States today. He's on his way to completing what would be the first nonstop solo flight around the world in an airplane without refueling. He started east from Kansas on Monday. He finished crossing the Pacific this morning as he flew over California, and from his plane, Steve Fawcett radioed down to home base to say he's doing fine.
I've been healthy, enjoying the trip. It's a lot of work for one person, though, I have to say that.
This record-breaking flight has crossed North America, the Atlantic, Africa, Asia, the Pacific. He's covered tens of thousands of miles in about 3 days. Could he have picked a shorter way around the globe? Here's an explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.
Not if he wanted his journey recognized by the World Air Sports Federation, the group that keeps records for remarkable flights involving anything from hot air balloons to spacecraft. According to Federation rules, an around-the-world flight must start and finish at the same airport, it must cross every longitudinal meridian, and it must cover at least 36,787.559 kilometers, or nearly 23,000 miles. That exact distance corresponds to the length of the Tropic of Cancer, the ring circling the globe 23.5 degrees north of the equator. If around-the-world pilots had to fly around the equator, they'd have to go an additional 3,288 kilometers, or 9% farther. Sailors have to travel somewhat longer distances than pilots. 3 weeks ago, Ellen MacArthur completed a 71-day voyage around the world in a sailboat, setting the record for a solo trip. The World Sailing Speed Record Council says a voyage must be at least 21,600 nautical miles, or about 40,000 kilometers. The voyage must also start from and return to the same point and cross all of the meridians as well as the equator. The classic sailing route begins near France and England, heads around the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa, and proceeds east around the globe. It goes south of Australia and New Zealand before rounding the tip of South America and returning to Europe. Prevailing winds make the same trip in reverse much more difficult.
That explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.